Government news impends apology to Muslim Americans, Palestinians. With pro-Palestinian protests popping up regularly across the state, California Governor Gavin Newsom wrote a letter March 21 apologizing to Muslim and Arab residents while calling for peace. So let me be clear, I condemn the ongoing and horrific loss of innocent civilian life in Gaza, Mr. Newsom wrote. I support President Biden's call for an immediate ceasefire as part of a deal to secure desperately needed relief for Gazan civilians and the release of hostages. Hundreds of protests have disrupted airports, city councils, the state legislature, and other locations since the war in the Middle East erupted after the October 7 terrorist attack in Israel, with protesters seeking an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. With more than 30,000 reportedly killed and another 70,000 injured in Gaza after Israel responded in force to the incident, the governor suggested the situation is a humanitarian crisis. None of us should be able to witness the deaths of thousands upon thousands of civilians in Gaza without our hearts breaking, Mr. Newsom wrote. The scale of suffering in Gaza is so vast that it seems few Palestinians across the world have been spared personal loss. Chaos in the region is affecting family members and friends of those impacted worldwide, he said. That's why it pains me so deeply to see the ways your communities are suffering, bearing the weight of lost family and friends in Gaza while facing a rise in discrimination and hate here at home, the governor wrote. As I've met with leaders from your communities in recent months, I've heard stories of unimaginable loss and widespread fear. Following months of protests and civil disobedience where streets of San Francisco and other cities are routinely taken over by protesters, with no permits, who graffiti buildings and street signs with pro-Palestinian messages, the governor said that some are fearful of discussing the violence in Gaza. On top of the pain of discrimination and fear of violence, I have also heard from Muslim, Arab American, and Palestinian American leaders that many fear speaking out against the deaths of civilians in Gaza, Mr. Newsom wrote. Know that I will always defend your right to take part in the California tradition of peaceful protest, to publicly express your opposition to any war or government decision you oppose, including the war in Gaza. Citing countless achievements in the fields of arts, science, technology, and politics, the governor expressed gratitude to the community. California is a better place because of you, our Muslim, Palestinian American, and Arab American neighbors and friends who contribute so much to our state's sense of faith and belonging, Mr. Newsom wrote. I am grateful and proud that each of you call the Golden State home. Others questioned the message and noted the increase in anti-Semitism statewide and particularly on college campuses. That goes for our Jewish citizens too, I hope, one person wrote on X March 21. They are the ones being victimized on our California campuses. Why have you let that continue? The governor balanced his message with statements criticizing Hamas and the lack of peace in the region. I also unequivocally denounce Hamas's terrorist attack against Israel, Mr. Newsom wrote. It is time to work in earnest toward an enduring peace that will furnish the lasting security, autonomy, and freedom that the Palestinians and the Israeli people both deserve. He also denounced hate against groups that he says are historically discriminated against, claiming that African Americans, Asian Americans, Latinos, Jews, and gays are all suffering from increased vitriol. Our history teaches that each swelling tide of bigotry will target more than just one group and that it will too often threaten all who have known discrimination, Mr. Newsom wrote. California will continue to lead the way in defending those under attack for who they are, how they look, or what they believe. One critic called the message divisive and said the California for All message promoted by the governor should be inclusive. How about the fear in the Californians you didn't add to your list? Do they count too? One poster wrote March 21 on X. What can't you just say all Californians? We don't need to be divided by race.